The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
So this will be the last generation of orcas at SeaWorld.
More after this. It was a policy change that surprised even the animal rights activists who are demanding it. All three SeaWorld parks will phase out their killer whale shows.
Obviously, that's a very difficult decision for us, but we feel it's the right one.
That's SeaWorld CEO Joel Manby, who saw attendance dropping and realized that audience tastes had changed.
The highly critical 2013 documentary Blackfish was the beginning of the end for SeaWorld's killer whale shows. It chronicled attacks on SeaWorld trainers such as Don Branchot, who was killed by a massive orca in 2010.
CBS correspondent Ben Tracy. There was also pressure from Congress. Last year, Congressman Adam Schiff introduced a bill to prohibit capturing wild orcas and breeding them for purposes of entertainment. But he actually thinks the main motivation was that audiences just don't find trained animals entertaining anymore.
I think it is mostly a decision based on the fact that people were not showing up at the parks. People did not approve of the continued captivity of these whales. They didn't approve of how they were being exhibited.
Despite the policy change, all is not rainbows and unicorns. The group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals thinks SeaWorld should just release the 23 orcas it still holds. That's not going to happen. But the head of the less militant Humane Society, Wayne Pacelli, says SeaWorld will spend $50 million to make amends.
We're hoping to partner with them to help with animals in distress, stranded whales, stranded dolphins, stranded sea turtles.
So SeaWorld will still have orcas and you'll still be able to see them, but the theme will be animal welfare, not entertainment. For entertainment, SeaWorld is expected to start installing thrill rides. Maybe they'll put them near the swim tanks so the orcas can watch the people for a change. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.